Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, this is Jana, author of Success Strategies for Black People. I thought I'd talk tonight about protecting our communities, and I thought I'd speak a little bit about why I wrote some of the books I have written, particularly What They Don't Want Us to Know. What They Don't Want Us to Know is a book for the black community. In other words, for people of African heritage.
What They Don't Want Us to Know.
Sorry about that. There's a little echo there. The purpose of this book is to inspire you and to challenge you. It's a book for the black community, for people of African heritage. And as people of African heritage, as black people, there are particular challenges that we're facing. So the purpose of this ebook is to inspire you and to challenge you to bring about positive change. One of the challenges we're facing at present, as I'm sure you know, is the killing of black people by the police and the authorities. I want you to imagine you have been shot down or strangled or somehow killed by a white police officer. Or maybe it's someone from Neighborhood Watch, or it could be some random racist white person, any random racist white person. And I want you to imagine your body is lying on the ground, lying on the cold, hard ground, covered in your blood. And you're looking down and you're seeing your family, your loved ones, your wife or your husband or your girlfriend, your life partner, your children. You see them grieving. You see the pain they are suffering. What would you want to tell them? What message do you want to send them right now? How could you have prevented this from happening? How can we prevent any more of these senseless killings? This is just one of the reasons why I wrote Why They Don't Want Us to Know, along with some of my other books. I wrote What They Don't Want Us to Know and Success Strategies for Black People because there are particular challenges facing our communities and members of our communities. This is true worldwide. And I wanted to share methods that I use and make them more widely available within our communities, so that these methods can be used for positive change. We can find solutions, and we must find solutions. We can draw on the power of the unconscious mind, and we must do this. We must find solutions to prevent this kind of thing from happening. And we have the power to do this. Individually and collectively, we must use our power. We can transform these situations to prevent this kind of thing from happening again, to prevent this kind of suffering, to prevent these senseless killings where nobody's ever held accountable for the killing of a black person. We can prevent this kind of thing from happening, and we must prevent it from happening. One of the things I've been very interested in over the past few years is the exonerations movement, where people who have been falsely convicted of crimes and falsely imprisoned have been exonerated. A lot of the exonerations have been based on DNA evidence. And did you know that 63% of all the people in the United States who have been exonerated have been African Americans? 63%. And we have an exonerations movement here in Britain now as well. This is just one thing that is happening these days that inspire me. Because advancements are being made, and far greater advancements can be made. The police and the criminal injustice system have long been used to oppress people of African heritage. So these are some of the ways of turning the tide. We can use energy methods such as SRT and working with the higher self to bring about positive change and transformation. We can bring about positive change and transformation for ourselves, for our families, and for our communities. And these methods are highly effective. We can do amazing things with these methods. I've written about these methods and what they don't want us to know and success strategies for black people because I want them to become much more well-known and within our communities. I invite you to check out my blog post, We Need Solutions That Work. In my ebook, Why We Need to Heal, I explain about some of the problems we face, the crisis within the black community, the crisis within our communities. There is an economic crisis. Too many of our people are being economically disenfranchised, impoverished, exploited, and oppressed. And I have a lot of statistics which I have linked to from Why We Need to Heal for those people who are not aware of the problem or who want to learn more about it. So please download Why We Need to Heal. There are problems with access to health care. There are problems with the health of black people. And again, this is true on both sides of the Atlantic. So these are some of the things I feel very passionate about. In addition to our physical health, there are mental health issues which relate to the fact that we live in a racist society. We have stresses that follow directly from the racism we face on a daily basis. And these pressures and stresses affect us. They affect our relationships. They affect our family life. So again, I feel very strongly about this. So Why We Need to Heal is primarily about identifying the problems, pinpointing some of the problems. But it also contains links to my Black Success audios, which offer some solutions. What They Don't Want Us to Know and Success Strategies for Black People focus more specifically on solutions. And I deal with solutions in some detail in both of these works. Energy methods are some of the most effective methods we can use. And when I wrote Success Strategies for Black People, some of these methods were not known. And some of them are much more widely known now, but others are not. But I want as many of our people as possible to become aware of these methods and learn to use them. If you're a parent, if you're a teacher, if you're an educator or a mentor, I particularly want you to be able to access these methods. And I want these books that I have produced to become available in the prison system and become available to those who are fighting for justice, who are fighting against wrongful imprisonment, who are fighting against deaths in police custody. All of these are issues I feel very passionate about, and I'm sure you do, too. The way energy healing works is basically on the principle that when we have a problem, that means we have an energy block. When the energy block is removed, the problem goes away. The block may be in any area of life. Energy healing is holistic. So the block might be to do with money, health, relationships, and really any area of life. And our energy level is affected by our patterns of thought and emotion. These patterns of thought and emotion are often unconscious. They're often buried deep. This means we may have to do a lot of detective work to find out what our patterns are. EFT is one such method. EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique, involves tapping on particular acupuncture points using the fingers and involves no needles and no drugs. It is highly effective. Different methods of energy healing work slightly differently, but they're all holistic. So EFT works by using the meridians, the energy pathways. EFT is based on traditional Chinese medicine. SRT involves working with the higher self, and Reiki works with the chakras, and the healing code works in a different way again. There are other methods of energy medicine which I haven't written about or spoken about because I'm not as familiar with them. And these are methods we can each use individually. So you can get started today. You can get started right now. And you can share these methods with your family and with your community. Because when we work together, we are so much more powerful. If you want to find out more about these methods, listen to my Black Success audios, some of which you can access when you download Why We Need to Heal. Also, download and read my ebook, What They Don't Want Us to Know, or download and read the sample chapter, Achieving Success. I trust you will enjoy these resources and find them useful. Please leave your comments on my blog, and please also share this post with your networks. This is Jana, author of What They Don't Want Us to Know and Success Strategies for Black People, wishing you every success.